I should have known never to go anywhere with you.
Don't worry, we'll have fun.
With David Silver? I don't think so.
Hello, everybody. This is Again With This, Beverly Hills 90210 edition. Today's episode, season one, episode 15, called somebody.
A Fling in Palm Springs.
And now your hosts, Tara Ariano and Sarah D. Bunting.
The dog is in here. He's very dismayed by Dave's shoulder dancing to this klezmer music. Really confused.
We have to take our fun where we can find it, Gordon.
Yeah,
hello, Tara.
It's not going to be in this episode, which is really dull.
Oh, brutal.
And yet manages to have three plot lines somehow, all of which we have clips for. So let's just dispense with this and move on to greener pastures. Literally, because this is all about
Palm Springs. Is this a power episode?
Well, let's see.
Let's do it.
So here's our C story. Brandon is stuck alone in Beverly Hills, and he wants to get a new car. Now, he tries to enlist his father in this as if he didn't smash up his last car driving drunk, for which he got arrested. But let's listen to the clip anyway. Number two.
What I need is a new car.
Brandon.
Dad, I know what you're going to say, and I don't want you to say anything until you take a look at this brochure. See, any good mechanic can restore an old engine, but this guy completely restores the original interiors, the original grillwork.
It costs $25,000.
Well, yeah, but it's a classic. And it's definitely going to be worth more than that in 5 years. That's why Dylan's father bought him a Porsche.
Dylan's father is facing a grand jury indictment.
I better finish packing.
Come on, Dad. You know how hard I work. And last night, Nat tells me that I can't go to Palm Springs this weekend with all of my friends because his sister's sick. And now I have to work all weekend. But you don't hear me complaining, do you?
Yes.
Also, his sister is sick. Is that the best you could do? Is this the first draft?
Yeah, I don't know. And I don't know why Brandon thought he wanted to go to Palm Springs anyway, since as we've seen, Brandon is an enemy of fun all the time. But he loves being a martyr, so this is...
And he's from Minnesota. He would literally melt.
He would die.
He would be a puddle of fleshed goo on the sidewalk if he went to Palm Springs.
Palm Springs is hot. So Brandon has to work at the Peach Pit, and there's some little shithead at the counter who's giving him grief, as we hear in clip number three.
So, you ready to order yet?
Got any macaroni cheese?
Is it on the menu?
It's not that hard to make.
Curtis, I'm busy, okay? You here by yourself again?
You're not a very good waiter, are you?
Hey, I happen to be an excellent waiter. Look at your hands.
Only girls wear bracelets.
This is a Guatemalan friendship bracelet, and it happens to be very cool, okay?
It's a Guatemalan friendship bracelet from Mexico.
Castanets.
Come every time you come in here, it takes you an hour to order, huh?
Okay, don't have a cow. I'll take a gorilla cheese sandwich with pickles and french fries. Crispy, not all greasy.
Did you say gorilla cheese sandwich?
Coach.
Yes, he did. What were you saying, Sarah?
Probably from an acting coach. You should also order. It's probably from the kids menu. They call that kind of thing.
When I was a kid, cheese. I thought they were called girl cheese sandwiches. I'm not even joking.
Mm-hmm. Ew.
Yeah, well, I mean.
It's ruined forever. Thanks, Dave.
Sorry.
Still Although, better than the plot line. This kid cannot act. It's interminable.
He's like a Chinatown Macaulay Culkin. Like, it's very obvious that's who he's supposed to be. It's not working.
Totally.
So, although I will
I like
say
a
this,
shirt of that, please.
I'll say this for him though.
It's just Macaulay Culkin doing the Home Alone face, except he's got big Fu Manchu mustache.
We can't.
And he's
make
carrying
that shirt.
A channel.
No, we can't. But I still want one.
He's got a purse on his bag from like Catch or something. Anyway, so this is Curtis. Now we've met him, and now he's made me want a grilled cheese sandwich and French fries with a pickle for lunch. So
we can make that happen.
Thanks a lot, Dick. Later on, Andrea comes by because she's the only other loser who's not gone to Palm Springs, and Curtis, for some reason, engages her in conversation and her shoulder pads as well in clip number 4.
Is he your boyfriend?
No.
We're just friends.
Given that friendship bracelet he's wearing?
No.
Why aren't you wearing one? No friends, huh?
I have friends.
That's close, but
got lots of friends.
I mean, I don't know about lots, but anyway. Curtis shows back up at the Peach Pit later with a dirty face and a dirty collar, and Brandon doesn't seem to put two and two together until he's locking up the Peach Pit at night, forgets something, goes back in, and finds Curtis robbing the till in clip number 5.
Curtis, what?
Symbols.
Come here. What are you doing? Are you trying to rip me off?
Are you gonna turn me in?
No, I'm gonna call your parents.
We don't have a phone.
Don't lie to me! What's the matter with you? Are you one of those little brats who gets a kick out of stealing from people who try to be nice to you? What's your phone number, Curtis?
We don't have one anymore. My mom and brother and me don't have a place to live right now. People give us spare change so they don't have to feel weird.
Look, I know it's not nice to bag on child actors, but damn!
He's terrible.
That is so bad!
Yeah, he's really bad.
Yeah. Then I saw the money you had in the cash register. So I unlocked the window in the bathroom when I was here this afternoon.
Why didn't you say something?
I don't want nobody to know I don't have a house.
No. Hey, listen. Why don't we make some food? You can take it to your mom and your brother.
She likes hamburgers.
French fries?
Crispy, not greasy.
That might be the worst piece of acting I have ever heard. It was amazing. Thank you so much. Why do you mean this is a shit episode? That was amazing.
I did kind of want this to end with him like going outside with three bags and like getting into a limousine or something just because he scammed Brandon so successfully.
And then get into the limousine. Hooray. I am very happy now that this has happened.
Yeah. Curtis sucks.
Wow.
At the end of it, Brandon does make dinner for Curtis, who, by the way, just to back up for a couple of clips ago, why isn't there macaroni and cheese on the menu at the Peach Pit? It is a diner. That seems pretty obvious to me, but anyway. And then he gives him his friendship bracelet because they're friends who are never going to see each other again. And then Brandon goes home, the noblest boy in all the land in clip number 6.
Listen, Brandon, we know this hasn't been exactly a fun-filled weekend for you.
That's been okay.
Yeah, but we know how hard you're working, and if your heart is truly set on getting a new car, we probably can help you out a little bit.
Why?
Sorry.
I can drive it drunk into a
brothel? I can definitely get by with another old bomber like Mondale for a while.
I thought you said Mondale was a piece of junk.
I loved Mondale. I'm a lucky guy, you know? Love you guys. Night.
Okay. I don't know why Brandon's parents are making any kind of overtures to him or being sympathetic about how he's working. He should have been grounded from the possibility of going to Palm Springs in the first place, whether or not Nat's sister got sick. He should be grounded until the end of high school, frankly.
And Brenda as well. And yet she's allowed to go despite describing it as basically a spring break orgy, and they're like, "Okay, have fun."
Yeah.
Fucking people.
Speaking of orgies, that brings us to our B story, Dylan's blue balls. So we open with Brenda and Dylan parked somewhere making out, but it's not enough for Dylan in clip number 7.
We've got to stop.
So smacky.
Yeah, we got to stop. I'm dying here.
Dylan.
Brenda, we've been going out for 2 months now. I have been absolutely faithful to you, and all I get is a bunch of promises and a lot of I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. Be friendly.
Ugh. I can't tonight.
How about next weekend?
I'm going to Palm Springs with Kelly and Donna next weekend.
President's Day weekend? You're going to spend 3 days in Palm Springs with Kelly and Donna.
What's wrong with that?
How about I get us a room?
Where?
In Palm Springs. Kelly and Donna can drop you off at the hotel, and you can tell your parents you're staying with them, and then we'll have 3 whole days to spend together.
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
I like how he's, President's Day? That's the boning weekend.
The it's the sexiest weekend
you'll
of the
be
year.
Madam President, and I'll be your chief of staff.
That's so much better than the show. Yeah, on the one hand, Dylan should not be pressuring Brenda into sex or acting like he deserves a medal for being faithful to her in their monogamous relationship. But at the same time, how has it not occurred to Brenda that this is exactly what they should have been planning to do all along before he had to come up with it? Like, come on, Brenda.
And not for nothing, but, you know, there's not just like sex and no sex. Like, it was 1991, not, you know, 1091. Hand jobs have been invented. Get some Lubriderm and solve your own fucking problems.
Especially,
Jesus Christ.
I mean, it's President's Day weekend. Give him a Andrew Jackson. Come on now. Anyway.
Don't make me bring up the acrylic dildo again, because I will do it.
You threaten that all the time, Sarah, even when we're not talking about sex.
Really, I can handle this, if you know what I mean.
Yes. So there's no parents where Brenda is going in Palm Springs, even as far as her parents know, which weird. But anyway, they stop on the drive up to get gas, and this exchange happens in clip number 8.
Mademoiselle, your sweetheart wait. What's wrong? It's weird. I mean, I want to be with Dylan and everything, but part of me just wants to get it over with. Like, I'm the last person who hasn't done it yet.
Brenda, you are.
You are not. Look, Brenda, you're really gonna like it. Probably. Maybe?
Listen, who would you rather be with, Dylan McKay or David Silver?
It's getting
Look,
late.
Look, Brendan's a wonderful guy. You're gonna have a great time. And you brought protection, right? So there is nothing to be worried about, right?
Right. I mean, I care about him. He cares about me. It's gonna be great, right?
Absolutely.
So weird. What they should be saying is, he's fucked so many girls, he's probably really good at it. No. Anyway, so Brenda makes
I can't imagine that he would be good at it. Like, I can't imagine he's fucked any of them more than once.
Really? I bet Dylan's pretty good.
Can you imagine, like, I don't know, fucking him and then being like, yeah, I'll take some more of that?
I mean,
stick.
It's probably
figure?
Just a simple James Polker.
Hashtag sexy President's Day. I don't know. I think he's probably all right. Certainly 1990 Tara would have been way into it, but whatever.
Well, yeah, in theory.
Yeah.
And then in practice, you're like, I don't actually have to keep doing that.
Can we at least
I don't
agree
want to.
Of the men in the opening credits on the show, Dylan is probably the best at sex?
Yeah.
Better than Jim Walsh.
I would take that bet. I think Jim Walsh is probably better.
Interesting. Moving on. We have no way of verifying this. Brenda makes it to a hotel but it's maybe not the right hotel because all of the hotels have very similar names. And when she tries to look up what the one that Dylan wrote down, wah, wah, she lost her wallet, which is just, again, it's like her losing the car. Like, why does Brenda keep having these hapless things happen to her? Whereas whenever Brandon runs into trouble, it's because he's so noble and, I don't know, Batinsky-ish. It's annoying. But anyway, she tries to make a call and she's all in a tizzy. And that's when she meets a bellman in clip number 9.
I don't believe this.
Miss, are you okay?
No. I was supposed to meet my boyfriend here. Or it was somewhere that sounded like here, but I lost the right address. Well, I lost my wallet, I lost my friends. And every single name of every stupid hotel in this stupid town sounds exactly like. They either start with Palms, Desert, or Mirage. I mean, how's anybody supposed to find anybody?
Well, maybe you should go home.
No. I'm supposed to be with my friends. How would I ever explain that to my parents? I don't even have a place to stay tonight.
I live right around the corner. You can stay with me. I get off at midnight. My name's Tom.
Oh. Okay, your name's not Tom. It's Stuart Carson, or it will be when we meet you again 3 seasons from now.
When Brenda almost marries you.
Indeed. And you think this is going to turn into a this is why you don't go into strangers vans story, but instead
it should,
but Stuart/Tom just gives her a cot and sets her up in the utility closet in a very pre Best in Show plot line. And in the morning she wakes up and has perfect hair, but in the meantime Dylan calls Brandon to try and figure out what's going on and also blow up Brenda's spot in clip 10.
Beach Pit.
Brandon, is that you?
Dylan.
I didn't know you were in town.
I'm not. I'm in Palm Springs.
Hey, you and everybody else, including Brenda.
Do you know where she is?
She's with Kelly and Donna.
Yeah, but they were supposed to drop her off at my hotel. And...
to stay with you?
No. Well, yeah.
Maybe she changed her mind.
She didn't call or anything?
Oh, you know how she is with Kelly and Donna. All they were talking about was all the guys they were going to be scamming.
Great. Look, I'm at the Desert Mirage, so tell her I called if you talk to her.
Sure. Have fun.
Shut up, Brandon.
Seriously, fuck off.
I mean, it's bad form of Dylan. I guess he didn't really have any other option because he couldn't very well text Brenda. Although, even if he could, she probably would have lost her phone. Classic Brenda. But also, Brandon, like, butt out. This is not abnormal behavior for your sister, A. And B, you already fucked your girlfriend in your house. So whatever.
Yeah, what the... And also, what else is she going to do at the hotel? Have her shirts done and then leave? Don't be a moron.
Yeah. So the next morning, after Brenda has been caught in the utility room by a cleaning lady, she calls home and manages to get Brandon, and they discuss matters in clip 11.
Brandon, do you know where Dylan is? Look, I was supposed to meet him here, and I went to the wrong hotel. I lost my wallet. I have no idea how to get a hold of Kelly and Donna. I had to sleep in a broom closet, and if you tell Mom and Dad, I will kill you.
Oh, my God. She's having a great time.
Did Dylan tell you where he was staying?
The Desert Mirage. He called last night looking for you.
Was he going to stay there and wait for me?
I don't know. Kelly and Don are at David Silver's grandparents' house. Henry Silver. Steve said it's the only one in the book.
Thanks. I gotta go.
Hey, Brenda, wait. Where are you gonna be?
Where do you think?
Mind your own business, Brandon. Go deal with your...
Riding Mount Rushmore, baby. Shut up, Brandon.
Yeah, I feel it's like it's obvious where she's going to be. Come on. So she goes to the hotel and Dylan, she's hugging Dylan. And I gift this moment because it's great.
Oh my God, this is a classic.
Looks over his shoulder and there's some hussy in the room. And they have a screaming fight in clip 12.
I don't believe this.
Wait a minute. I can explain.
Did she spend the night?
You're supposed to be here at 6.
Oh, so you just picked up on somebody else?
It's not how it looks.
I knew I couldn't trust you.
Dylan, should I come back later?
No, you stay. I'll leave. I never want to see you again.
Brenda, nothing happened!
Yeah, right.
Brenda! I mean, the early flashes of supreme bitchy Brenda because they are so great.
quintessential bitchy Brenda. And also, Dylan is doing his usual thing where, like, he's just compounding the problem by not just saying up front, like, nothing happened. It's a friend from when we were kids. But he always sort of lets her think that he might have fucked someone else, which we've seen a lot of him, like, eyeing down other girls mm-hmm. in the last few episodes. And then he does end up cheating on her with Kelly. And it's like,
spoiler alert.
Yeah. Well, whatever.
I think that no
summer that was, deception that is was like a, that in was the a dictionary.
Joke. Yes, I know. But yeah, we get more of exactly what you're describing in clip 13.
Where's Dylan?
He's in the bathroom.
Listen, I'm Janie. Brenda, I'm really glad you came back so we can all discuss this like mature individuals.
Janie?
Huh? Is this your purse?
Yeah. What are you doing?
Throws it into the hall.
Hi.
Hi. Janie had to leave. Did you sleep with her?
No, I didn't.
Then what was she doing here?
She grew up across the street from me.
And you wanted to sleep with her, right?
Brenda.
Yes or no?
Well, yes. In a theoretical kind of a thing.
I don't believe this.
What do you want me to do, lie about it?
Yes?
Wanting and doing are two different things.
All right, then. You're right. Well, let's just do it. Let's do it and get it over with. I mean, I'm a normal female, you're a normal male, you have needs, I have needs. Let's do it and get it over with.
Brenda.
Dylan.
Romantical.
Stop talking and take off your clothes.
Especially since the clothes he has on are unacceptable.
Mm-hmm. I also like that you can't really tell because of how I cut it, but like she says, I never want to see you again. And then like literally turns around and comes right back to the room. And Dylan's already in the bathroom. Like he had to walk 3 feet inside his hotel room and take a rage dump immediately. Like very strange. Not that I blame him, but yeah, I don't know why he has this radical honesty policy, because it's really not working for him at all.
And he also might suggest that she go up at least 3 sizes in the jeans department, because this is the worst.
It's the mommest. Yeah.
Fleet of camels we have seen. Like minor, major, maximal labia all day. It looks so painful. I think I just got a yeast infection talking about it. We need to move on to the next clip.
Okay. So she doesn't really have any other option because she lost her wallet. So they have to go to the Silver's house and he has to drive her. And the fight continues in clip 14.
Dylan, man, what's up? I would have invited you if I had known you were going to be in town.
Yeah. Brenda, is there some place we can talk privately?
I don't want to talk to you. Look, just go. You dropped me off. You did your duty. Now, thank you.
Brenda, you're not being fair.
Fair? I made a fool out of myself, and you turned me down. Now, that wasn't fair.
I didn't turn you down. I don't want to be pressured into it.
Well, now you know how it feels, don't you? Brenda!
Burn.
How are you?
What's wrong?
Everything.
They are having this whole conversation in front of David Silver's grandfather, by the way, which why and they're then, there, we'll get to. Go ahead.
I don't know if we clipped this part later, but Dylan's like, it's been really nice to meet you, and then proceeds into their house.
Walk into the house, yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
While wearing his gigantic blue pants and this sailcloth sweatshirt mock turtle
affair.
Burlap, whatever.
Mm-mm. No good. So, yeah. So then there's a lot of conversations that go around with the elder Silvers dispensing their advice about relationships, which I didn't clip because who gives a shit? And they play charades, and then he mimes Pretty Woman pointing at Brenda, and all is forgiven in clip 15.
I'd love to have a house like this.
Then you'd have David Silver for a grandson.
Could you imagine us having grandchildren?
You mean like married? With children? And grandchildren?
Yes, Pa.
Well, hey, little lady, we'll take it one step at a time.
You didn't kiss her, did you?
Brenda, I don't believe you.
Well, I mean, it's not like I haven't had opportunities.
When did you have an opportunity?
What does it matter? Wanting and doing are two different things, remember? That's what you told me when I caught you with what's her name.
Her name was Janie, and that was totally different.
Well, his name was Tom, and that was totally different.
Tom. Thomas. Stop, Dylan. What?
Stop.
Okay, no, Jane.
Oh, come on.
Brenda, I'm sorry, Jane. Oh,
I actually like how it ends because that seemed kind of realistic that they have fun together sometimes. It's not just always him begging to have sex and her screaming at him. But yeah, that's that.
That John Wayne imitation is
not good.
Yeah, that can't be.
Yeah. Oh,
and I don't think we've heard the last of it. Ugh.
I think that you're right. So that's the B plot. Believe it or not, there is an A plot. And here it comes. And it's all about David Silver and his grandparent shame. Why is the whole gang at David Silver's grandparents' house in Palm Springs? I'm so glad you asked. It's Clip 16.
Oh, hey, what's up, big guy?
David, I'm not in the mood for you today. In fact, I'm never in the mood for you.
What did I do? I'm just trying to be friendly.
Yeah, I know the feeling. I invited my friends to Palm Springs for the biggest weekend of the year. This morning, my mom conveniently tells me that I can't go because she's having the house fumigated.
Ah, what a drag.
Everybody's going to kill me. I've been talking up this place for weeks. I'm supposed to leave after school today.
You know, my grandparents have this incredible house in Palm Springs.
Great.
When my mom and dad separated, my grandparents said that, you know, I could use the house whenever I wanted to, like some sort of consolation prize or something.
Lucky you, David.
They're away right now, in fact.
They're away? Far away?
Well, on a world cruise for the next 2 months.
David, I'm sorry I snapped you. I know you were just trying to be friendly. Have I ever told you how glad I am you and I have become good friends?
You and me?
Yeah, you and me.
Jesus. Well, that happened.
Yeah. So immediately, David bags on his plans with Dead Scott, and we hear that in Clip 17.
We'll go to Magic Mountain next weekend.
The pass is only good this weekend.
Well, maybe you can get your little brother to go. Look, I'm not going to walk away from the chance to be with Kelly and Steve for the three-day weekend of the year. Every babe from West Beverly, Beverly Hills High, Brentwood, and Santa Monica is going to be there. You know how it is.
No, I don't know how it is. I've never been there before.
Look, I gotta go, all right? I'll see you Tuesday.
Hint not taken. No question of Dead Scott coming on this weekend at all.
Wow.
Cold, real cold.
Yeah.
So they drive up and David meets a girl who is obviously bad news. You can tell because she's in dark denim. And that's Clip 18.
Don't get the peanut butter cheese crackers. They're stale.
Oh, thanks.
You live around here?
No, I'm from L.A.
L.A. sucks.
Well, actually, I live in Beverly Hills.
Oh, really? You're in for the big weekend?
Yeah.
My name's Tuesday.
Tuesday? My favorite day of the week.
You're cute. You really from Beverly Hills?
Here's a question. Is this from the days before "see you next Tuesday" was an expression people used?
That's what my notes say.
So he invites her to come to his grandparents' house, and she's going to bring some friends. And he's bragging on the house with giving a tour to all of his, quote, friends, unquote, when the worst thing in the world happens in Clip 19.
If anyone gets in the mood, climb up this little terrace here to this hidden nook, and nobody will bother you. Ready? Ready for this? Grandma?
Raisins in the hot tub, no!
Oh my god.
It is,
it's
a beautiful
just
house.
So, I mean, were you embarrassed of your grandparents? Like, I felt like that was not, as a teenager, that was like not a thing. Like, you were mortified by your parents, but your grandparents were like old enough to be off the hook. Am I mistaken?
I mean, I think part of it is probably that David has sold this as like, we're going to have the place to ourselves. And now here are these old people that are going to ruin everything for us. Like, you know, I don't know. I remember how I felt as a teenager, but I certainly hate old people now. And that definitely would have been a Betty White role if this were being cast today. So I'm not the person to ask. But yes.
I don't know. I mean, I just think it's like I get that part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But then given what we see of his grandparents in upcoming clips, I just don't think I understand why he's so mortified / impatient.
Well, he's just generally insecure because he knows he's like barely clinging to the edge of this social group. So I'll give him a slight pass, I suppose. Anyway, it turns out they are there because they didn't like this cruise and they cut it short and they're happy, as they say in clip 20.
Well, you guys must be really tired, huh?
We're exhausted, but hey, who cares? I am so excited to see you.
And to finally meet some of your friends.
Hey, why don't we all stay up really late, chow down on the snacks, and get to know each other?
The music of...
Thanks. He doesn't want to do that.
Yeah. But they figure that he's being cold because he's upset about his family breaking up, as we hear in clip 21.
You know, David was awfully quiet tonight.
Oh, he's just moody, just like his father.
No. He's upset about the divorce. He needs some attention. Look, why don't we just spend all day tomorrow with him? I mean, you like that.
That's a good idea.
It's not a great idea, but anyway, they promise to invite over all the kids in the neighborhood, which apparently there are like 10 dozen of them because this party is crazy.
Well, and also, what neighborhood? Like, that compound is like 20 acres that we saw.
Yeah, seriously.
There a shuttle?
Yes. So Tuesday,
sure,
does,
let's go with it.
Tuesday shows up with two of her friends, and they're even more tough girls than she is. One of them has a tattoo. Oh, my God. And Steve is disgusted by it when she shows it to him on her thigh. So that's a little sign of the times in this episode. The Elder Silvers are very hospitable, but a little bit embarrassing. They come out dancing with a tray of like fruit cocktails and fruit punch and stuff.
That looked awesome. She had the best caftan on. I don't know. I love his grandparents. I want to go to his house.
Wow. We are really on the opposite sides of this issue. So they're getting ready to make lunch, and David delivers the death blow in clip 22.
Davy boy, time to light up the grill. Hamburgers and hot dogs are good for whatever ails you.
I think we may go out for lunch.
Oh, what a good idea. We'll take them to Burger Barn, honey.
Yeah.
They have a putt-putt right next door and, what do you call those, a water slide down the street? Does that sound like fun?
Yeah. But I'd really appreciate it if you guys didn't come along. Look, I want to be with my friends today.
David, all of your friends like us.
They're just being polite.
As opposed to being rude? You're the one who doesn't like us. Isn't that right?
How could you say something like that?
Grandpa.
In their defense, it is true that all of the other kids, with the exception of Steve, do seem to like them and think they're fun. So David is really just being a dick.
Because everyone's getting waited on hand and foot with like fruit cocktail, cute little drinks. They're running the grill. There's a huge pool. There's like a fuck nook in the hot tub. They're not bugging anyone. I mean, look, I get it. There was a nicer way for him to say it, but he didn't choose that way. And I guess I don't understand why he couldn't have just been like,
we want to hang out,
do
ourselves.
Some youthy things. Yeah. I don't know.
Yes. Meanwhile, I didn't clip any of this because it doesn't go anywhere, but Steve makes overtures to Kelly about wanting to get back together with her, and a few scenes later she's like no, and that's pretty much all that happens. It's really a weird stub of a storyline that,
yeah, I feel like we see this again too,
for sure. So after David has denied his grandparents, Judas style, or no, Peter, he goes upstairs to their bedroom full of parrots with Tuesday, and this happens, clip 23.
Earlier today, I really wanted to lick your shoulder at the pool.
Then I wanted to scratch your middle toe.
Oh, I wanted to Rutherford B your haze.
I want to be your Millard Fillmore, if you know what I mean.
I can't do this.
What? What's wrong?
I can't do this.
Veto.
I'll unlock the door.
No. Pocket veto.
I thought you...
Did you say pocket veto?
Yes, I did.
We're sweet.
I am sweet.
Don't understand. I miss my boyfriend. He blew me off and you... You kind of look like him, except he's better looking and taller. All my friends said I should go for it with you. Forget about him. But it is not working.
Oh, well, see you next Tuesday, I guess.
No George for your bush. Can't believe it took us this long to get there.
You know, I don't like going for the easy ones.
David,
that's what she said.
Yeah.
Anyway, at some point, David realizes that his grandparents might not be garbage. He is, and he goes to apologize, maybe too much, in our final clip.
I guess you've noticed my friends think you guys are the greatest. Guess I was the last one to realize how lucky I am.
Well, sometimes things work out that way.
Been a jerk, haven't I?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
You know, it just felt like the whole family was falling apart. So.
But the three of us don't have to.
Absolutely not.
Oh, David. Oh. You know, we really like your friends a lot.
Yeah.
Well, actually, my best friend is Scott. He probably just got back from Magic Mountain. You know, I gotta call him, see how he's doing. You know, he's never been to Palm Springs. Maybe I should see if he wants to come down here next weekend. Wouldn't that be great? We can do this all over again.
They're not so sure they want David back. Role reversal. Oh. He's still thinking of Dirty President Bonds.
Yeah. Yeah. trying not to open another like tab in Chrome and search for them. Try not to sink to that level.
Well, guys, I know at the start of this episode you said this was a pretty boring episode, but there was a lot of good stuff here to unpack for this podcast, and I'm going to remember this terrible actor for some time to come. That was definitely a highlight for me.
The kid who played Curtis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Curtis.
So that's
Fartus.
The Fling in Palm Springs. Let's talk about the episode Most Valuable Player.
Curtis!
Yeah, Curtis is a good choice. I mean, he definitely was fun to make fun of. That's important. Sarah?
I'm going to go with Steve's green and blue kimono shirt, which is
back again.
Back on screen for, I think, the fifth time. I might have to go back and count them up. But yes, kimono shirt has returned, and it will have its vengeance.
It's a tough one. I'm going to give it to Dylan, the only one who realized he had a credit card and could book a hotel room, which would make him not have to stay at David Silver's grandparents' house, whether he knew that they were going to be there or not. Why don't these people do that more often? I would like
to know. He could just have stayed in his own pants, like a reasonably large branch.
They all could have stayed in his pants, Frank.
Oh, my God. Apparently, it's genetic. We're going to have to link to the...
Yes.
Jack McKay's Pants Christmas album.
Yeah, speaking of which, if you're new to this podcast, please visit previously.tv. Look at our Beverly Hills 90210 tab. We have written about this show a lot. There's a lot of stuff there, and I think you'll have fun with it. A lot of visual stuff, some GIFs, some memes with people's bad fashion choices. Really, a lot to dig in. Least valuable player. Oh, someone was mean to David's grandma again. Your choice.
Is it my choice?
Sure.
The Walsh parents for not parenting.
Yep.
And then being like, you worked hard for 72 whole hours. I guess we can help you out with a car. Shut up, Jim and Cindy.
Yeah. Meanwhile, $25,000, like that's what we paid for the car we have now 2 years ago. Like, that seems like a crazy amount of money to spend on a car for a teenager who's already wrecked one driving drunk. I will never get over it. Anyway, I agree. Yes, definitely the Walshes.
Mad, bad, and dangerous to know.
All right. One reason that in this episode it would be mad, bad, and dangerous to know Dylan is he would choose a hotel with a very generic name and make you get lost and possibly molested by Stuart Tom, the bellman.
Stuart Tom. The flapping of his vast pantaloons would cause high winds and possibly a tsunami and swamp many cities on coasts of many countries.
The fact that he apparently has a very generous expense budget and is staying at a hotel might make some people, me, get very spoiled in terms of the amenities that they would enjoy at said hotel.
His tendency to be radically honest when it could get him clonked over the head with a pitcher of orange juice and cagey at other times when ditto is not great for bystanders who might get hit by shards of Brenda thrown glass.
Speaking of whom, it literally was mad and bad and dangerous for Janie to know Dylan even as a child. She got her purse chucked into the hall and her possibly ass kicked by Brenda directly, not even as a drive-by. So yeah, good luck to you, Janie. We'll never see you again.
That's another episode of Again With This. Thanks for traveling with us to Palm Springs. Next time, we will meet Brandon Walsh, momentary television star, and the dreaded Lavoine.
Oh, God.
See you next time.
And this is your Flash the Cash DJ, and you're listening to KWBH. See ya!